You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good morning and welcome again to our wireless connection. My name is Pastor Larry, along with Pastor Carolyn. We bless you in the name of Jesus this morning. We're going to be praying for you today, as well as give you a few words of encouragement through the Word of God. Before we do that, I would like to give you our mailing address that you can reach us and send your prayers. We can pray over them as strict in confidence. And the name of our ministry is Sunrise Worship International Ministries, P.O. Box 670823, Coral Springs, Florida 33067. And Sunrise is spelled S-O-N-R-I-S-E. All right, we're going to go ahead and start off in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your goodness and for your mercy. We praise you, Lord, that we know soon and very soon, Lord, you're going to come back as King. You're going to come back and take us home, Lord. Again, soon and very soon, we're going to see the King, King Jesus. We ask you today, Lord Jesus, that you would reach out and touch everyone that is listening to this radio ministry this morning. Touch them financially, Lord. Touch them physically, mental, spiritually, emotionally. And we thank you, Lord, for being ever mindful and ever present. We praise you, Lord, that we know that when we pray, we believe that you're going to do exceedingly and abundantly above what we can imagine. And we also know, Lord Jesus, that we have the grain of a faith of a mustard seed. We believe and trust you that you will bring it to pass and touch everyone this morning under the sound of our voice in the name of Jesus. And we praise you. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. I want to pick up where I left off last week. And we were doing a word of encouragement for the uncommon kind of faith. You can call it mustard seed faith if you like. I put it for both. But uncommon kind of faith, mustard seed faith. And that scripture that we used last week is Matthew 13, 31 through 32. And the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man sowed in his field. Although the mustard seed by nature looks small, looks weak, seems not to be powerful enough to blossom from a seed to a plant to a tree. But I can tell you, mustard seed faith, that you plant in the good ground, it will start as a small herb and it will develop into a plant, and by the roots, it will develop into a great tree. The grain of a mustard seed is the smallest herbs in the planet. But when you light into it or you bite into that seed inside, it's as hot as fire. It's not the outside of the seed that makes the difference. It's the inside that makes the difference. So does your mustard seed faith that you take time to plant. Do you really believe that uncommon kind of faith will explode to something great? Yes, it will. It absolutely will. Try it. Put your faith in Jesus. Put that grain of mustard seed to work, because faith is an act and faith is a fact. Going to Hebrews 11:6, and the Bible says it is absolutely impossible to please God without faith. God rewards those who seek him earnestly, meaning on purpose, determined, sincere to seek after God. Again, beloved, it is absolutely impossible to please God without faith. Now, if you look to Daniel chapter 3, now this is a story about three Hebrew children by the name of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, in chapter 3, for what I read, that those three Hebrew children have been placed in the country of Babylon, and they have overseen the affairs of Babylon under King Nebuchadnezzar. King Nebuchadnezzar wanted to show how powerful he was, how strong of a leader he was, and that nothing could overcome what he did. So he made a golden image, a golden idol, if you will. He also called the other politicians and all the publicans and all the people surrounding that providence to come and see the statue, the golden image that he made. They could bow down and worship this old golden image that he created for all of Babylon. Now, if there is an idol in your life that keeps you from using your uncommon faith, your mustard seed faith, to cause you to bow before God, not to any other God. But what I'm saying is that the mustard seed faith that we have is going to be put to the test. Your test is coming, if not already. My test is coming. God is going to put us to the test through our mustard seed faith to see how faithful we are. Now, King Nebuchadnezzar told the entire Babylon nation, if you don't bow before this golden image, then I will go ahead and take you and put you in the fiery furnace. Well, there were three boys, again by the name of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were the ones that did not bow down to this golden image. They kindly decided they were going to stand their ground. They were going to use their uncommon faith. Now again, beloved, our faith is being tried in this present day that we live in. Believe it or not. Look around you. Look through the internet. Look through television, the magazines, the periodicals. Look just at life in itself. And every day, we're being tried and tested. Just like these three prophets of God, the king challenged their uncommon kind of faith. When he found out that they were not going to bow, they absolutely refused, he summoned them into him, into his court. And he told them this proclamation, I have created this golden image, and you're going to bow down before this golden image as a tribute to him, King Nebuchadnezzar. And I can tell you, beloved, that their faith is being tried at this point in their life. The king was so enraged that he could not believe that they would not bow. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego told him, and they said, without their faith wavering, without their being very nervous or very doubtful, and they said, O king, all these other people may have bowed before your golden image, and they may have bowed before you, but we are not going to bow before this graven golden image. So the king was even more enraged. And before the king really had anything else to say, the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they told him point blank, you can do what you will to us. It doesn't matter because God will deliver us out of your hand. And just in case if he doesn't, we're still going to believe God. We're still going to trust God. We're still going to exercise our faith and knowing that God will deliver us one way or the other. So King Nebuchadnezzar went and had the soldiers to take these three Hebrew children and throw them in the fire. The Bible says that even the mightiest and the strongest of soldiers that took the three Hebrew children to put them in the fiery furnace, the very heat slew, killed those soldiers of King Nebuchadnezzar. When they got in there, they were thrown, they were bound up into their clothing, and I want to believe that they were thrown into the fiery furnace, and they may have even sat down in the furnace. But at some point, I believe they got up, and they were walking inside the fiery furnace. Their bounds, the binds that they were tied up, were completely taken off their hands. And someone said, I thought we put three men in the fiery furnace. King Nebuchadnezzar jumped up. He looked and said, there's a fourth man. And the fourth man, in the Bible says, he was appeared to be as like the Son of God. Friends, let me explain this to you this morning. It makes no difference where you're at or what you're going through. If you have that mustard seed kind of faith, God will deliver you. God will bless you. God will take whatever condition, issue, sickness, disease, and he will heal you. He will touch you by his hand. We also believe that with God, the uncommon kind of faith, when we ask God for something, God will always do bigger. Let me say that again. When you ask for God for something in your life, whether it be healing for you or a family member or someone else, God will always do bigger than what you ask. I have to believe that whatever the three Hebrew children made sure that the king knew that we are not going to beg you to not throw us in. We're not going to whine and we're not going to be upset, but do what you will. Do what you've got to do. We're going to serve the God of Jehovah, God Jehovah Jireh, our provider. God will deliver us from evil, talking about his people. And if you've tasted God before using your mustard seed faith, God will bless you continuously and he will provide victory for you. I believe these three prophets, when they stood their ground, it absolutely pleased God. I believe that with all of my heart. Beloved, let me share this with you. When you stand your ground and you see faith arising in you, it doesn't take great faith. Great faith is great. It's wonderful. But if you have the faith of the grain of mustard seed, that uncommon kind of faith, you will move mountains in Jesus' name. It will happen. It will absolutely happen. God, at some point, will stretch us for our faith. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, I'm saying that whenever the test of life comes about and you're trusting and believing God for whatever your need is, God will stretch you. You will be more dependent on God than ever before. When we ask the Lord Jesus into our life as our Lord and Savior, we are planting that mustard seed faith in our spirit because we are saying, Lord, I surrender to you. I am to be under your control. Take control of my life, my mind, my soul, my spirit, my body, everything about me, take control. And right then and right there, you are exercising and activating mustard seed faith. And with that in mind, I'm going to turn this portion over to the program to Pastor Carolyn.
Thank you, Pastor Larry, so much. You know, you're speaking about the mustard seed faith, and seeds in life are everywhere. And the seeds that we sow in terms of the words that we speak, the acts of kindness, deeds that we do, everything in life is a seed. And it's a God seed or maybe not a God seed. And it just occurs to me that the focus that you have had on the seed, mustard seed faith, sowing seeds, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had that seed on the inside of them. The seed that was probably implanted in them such a long time before they would ever stand before Nebuchadnezzar, a seed that was deposited on the inside of them that they let flourish, that said, I'm going to serve God no matter what. I'm going to serve God regardless of situation, circumstance, trouble, fear, the things that come against me that I don't understand, I am determined to be one that serves God. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood there in that mustard seed kind of faith that surely was implanted on the inside of them early on, that they allowed God to do the work to flourish that seed, that they would stand in the evil day. The scripture reading that I have today is out of Malachi chapter 3, and it's starting at verse 6 in the New Living Translation, and you probably have heard this scripture many times. A lot of times it's read during the tithes and offerings, but I would ask that you just stick with me. I'm going to read it all the way through to the end, and we'll share some thoughts. It says, a call to repentance. I am the Lord, and I do not change. That is why you descendants of Jacob are not already completely destroyed. Ever since the days of your ancestors, you have scorned my laws and failed to obey them. Now return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how can we return when we have never gone away? Should people cheat God? Yet you have cheated me. But you ask, what do you mean? When did we ever cheat you? You have cheated me of the tithes and offerings due to me. You are under a curse, for your whole nation has been cheating me. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, so there will be enough food in my temple. If you do, says the Lord Almighty, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Let me prove it to you. Your crops will be abundant, for I will guard them from insects and disease. Your grapes will not shrivel before they are ripe, says the Lord Almighty. Then all nations will call you blessed, for your land will be such a delight, says the Lord Almighty. You have said terrible things about me, says the Lord. But you say, what do you mean? How have we spoken against you? You have said, what's the use of serving God? What have we gained by obeying his commands, or by trying to show the Lord Almighty that we are sorry for our sins? From now on, we will say, blessed are the arrogant, for those who do evil get rich, and those who dare God to punish them go free of harm. Then it says, starting at verse 16, the Lord's promise of mercy. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with each other, and the Lord listened to what they said. In his presence, a scroll of remembrance was written to record the names of those who feared him and loved to think about him. They will be my people, says the Lord Almighty. On the day when I act, they will be my own special treasure. I will spare them as a father spares an obedient and dutiful child. And then you will see again the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. Lord, bless the reading of your holy word. Let it accomplish all it's been sent out to do. And Lord, we know, as Pastor Larry shared about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and mustard seed faith, and the seed, the commitment to serve God that was on the inside of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that was allowed to flourish in their life. So in the critical moment, when the heat was on, when they were standing before the fiery furnace, they had already determined in their hearts that they would be a people that would serve God. And in Malachi chapter 3, toward the end of this chapter, it talks about the difference between those that have decided to serve God and those who have not. And in chapter 16, in verse 16, it says, then those who feared the Lord spoke with each other, and the Lord listened to what they said. And in his presence, a scroll of remembrance was written to record the names of those who feared him and loved to think about him. How many times did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego speak about the Lord? How many times was the Lord having that scroll brought into his presence where their names were written down because of the discussions that they were holding concerning the Lord, their love for him, the fear of the Lord, the way that they were walking and talking circumspectly in the things of God? And it says that those who feared the Lord spoke with each other, and the Lord listened to what they said. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego having conversations, are we going to stand You know, and I'm expanding on this a little bit, just if you would give me a little bit of liberty, because it doesn't say this in the scripture, but I'm sure as human beings, they conversed. I'm sure that they had discussions. And whatever discussions they did have, it says that the Lord was listening to those discussions, because I think we can safely say that they would be classified as those who feared the Lord. They were willing to trust God, even facing the fiery furnace. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with each other. We could say that those who feared the Lord, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, spoke with each other, and the Lord listened to what they said. And if you come down a little bit further, it says, on, God says in the scripture, on the day when I act, they will be my own special treasure. I will spare them as a father spares an obedient and dutiful child. Did God not spare Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as an obedient and dutiful child? Was he not the fourth man in the fiery furnace? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is there not a reward to a diligent seeker? Isn't that what the word says? He's a rewarder of the diligent seeker. Is there not a reward that God gives to his people? He says, on that day when I act, they will be my own special treasure. On the day when he acted on behalf of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, his three special treasures, he spared them as an obedient and dutiful child. And it says in verse 18, then you will again see the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you are showing us, Lord, how to walk that walk of commitment, that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego seed flourishing on the inside of us, committed to you, Lord, no matter how hot it gets. Lord God, that we do not shrink back, we do not give up, and we hold on to you. And I think it's worth pointing out that when God talks about listening in on conversations, and he talks about acting on behalf of his own special treasure, that it's not a mistake that it comes right after the scriptures about tithes and offerings. And so I'm just going to share real quick that Pastor Larry and I, when we're giving our tithes and our offerings, you know, we write the check early. We know that it's serious. We know that as we're praying over our seed, we know as we're praying over our tithes and our offerings, that we want to take time to have conversations about what we're believing God for, trusting God, the, you know, things of the future, what God would reveal, what God would warn, things that he would say to us. And so we have these conversations with the God is involved, but also our seed is there, our tithes, our offerings, and we're believing God, and we're believing that, you know, he spares us as an obedient and dutiful child, doing what God, listen, God's God. He can call it out the way it has to be, the way that it's supposed to be. And he says, you are to give your tithe and your offering. And that's what we do. But it's not without God not recognizing it. Think of every time you paid your tithe, every time you paid your offering, think of it being written in the book of remembrance. Think of it being written in God's presence on a scroll. Let me read out of the Message translation, Malachi chapter 3, and I'm going to start at verse 1. Look, I'm sending my messenger on ahead to clear the way for me. Suddenly, out of the blue, the leader you've been looking for will enter his temple. Yes, the messenger of the covenant, the one you've been waiting for. Look, he's on his way. A message from the mouth of God of the angel armies. But who will be able to stand up to that coming? Who can survive his appearance? He'll be like white hot fire from the smelter's furnace. He'll be like the strongest lye soap at the laundry. He'll take his place as a refiner of silver, as a cleanser of dirty clothes. He'll scrub the Levite priests clean, refine them like gold and silver until they're fit for God, fit to present offerings of righteousness. Then and only then will Judah and Jerusalem be fit and pleasing to God as they used to be in the years long ago. Yes, I'm on my way to visit you with judgment. I'll present compelling evidence against sorcerers, adulterers, liars, those who exploit workers, those who take advantage of widows and orphans, and those who are inhospitable to the homeless, anyone and everyone who doesn't honor me. A message from the God of the angel armies. I am God. Yes, I am. I haven't changed, and because I haven't changed, you, the descendants of Jacob, haven't been destroyed. You have a long history of ignoring my commands. You haven't done a thing I've told you. Return to me so I can return to you, says the God of the angel armies. You ask, but how do we return? Begin by being honest. Do honest people rob God? But you rob me day after day. You ask, how have we robbed you? The tithe and the offering, that's how. And now you're under a curse, the whole lot of you, because you're robbing me. Bring your full tithe to the temple treasury so that there will be ample provisions in my temple. Test me in this and see if I don't open up heaven itself to you and pour out blessings beyond your wildest dreams. For my part, I will defend you against marauders, protect your wheat fields and vegetable gardens against plunderers. The message of the God of the angel armies. You'll be voted happiest nation. You'll experience what it's like to be a country of grace. God of the angel armies says so. God says, you have spoken hard, rude words to me. You ask, when did we ever do that? When you said, it doesn't pay to serve God, what do we ever get out of it? When we did what he said and went around with long faces, serious about God of the angel armies, what difference did it make? Those who take life into their own hands are the lucky ones. They break all the rules and get ahead anyway. They push God to the limit and get by with it. Then those whose lives honored God got together and talked it over. God saw what they were doing and listened in. A book was opened in God's presence and minutes were taken of the meeting with the names of the God-fearers written down. All the names of those who honored God's name. God of the angel armies said, they're mine, all mine. They'll get special treatment when I go into action. I treat them with the same consideration and kindness that parents give the child who honors them. Once more, you'll see the difference it makes between being a person who does the right thing and one who doesn't, between serving God and not serving him. Praise you, Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. We thank you it will accomplish all it's been sent out to do. And, Lord, let our names, Father God, let our names be written in this book, Lord God. In the weeks ahead, Father God, as we're sowing our seeds, some are sowing seeds believing for deliverance. Lord God, it even says in verse 12 of Malachi 3 in the Message translation that we would be the happiest nation to experience what it's like to be a country under grace. Lord God, a blessed nation. New Living Translation says, then all nations will call you blessed, for your land will be such a delight, says the Lord Almighty. Lord God, help our nation. Help us as a people, Lord God, to sow the seeds of a people that have chosen to serve the one true living God, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In Jesus' name.
Pastor Carolyn, thank you so much. Really blessed my spirit. I thank you for that exhortation and the reading of the word. Again, this comes to a close of our radio broadcast, our wireless connection. This is Pastor Larry and Pastor Carolyn said we would love to hear from you. Please write us at Sunrise Worship International Ministries, P.O. Box 670-823, Coral Springs, Florida 33067. Until next week, God bless you.